G's Sport Report.
Yeah, on this Monday morning, round three of the NRL is in the books, and I tell you some results. Wow, surprising. Manly 34, Parramatta 30. The Dolphins over the Knights 36-20 makes them 3-0. Can you believe it? The Roosters and Rabbitohs fought out a fantastic game. 20-18, the Roosters. Titans 38 over Melbourne 34. The Warriors, probably the upset of the round for mine, 26, Cowboys 12, were in a little bit of trouble. Broncos 40, Dragons 18. And yesterday in 40-degree heat at Belmore Oval, what a game. The Tigers showed some tenacity towards the end, but they got beaten 26-22 by the Doggies. And finally, the last game of round three was the Raiders. Too good for the Sharkies. Later on in the show, I'll be going through, and I'll do this each week, my contenders to win the comp, the pretenders to win the comp, and the jury's still out. If we do a bit of an overview of the round three of rugby league, the Broncos, Dolphins and Seagulls sit atop the premiership ladder, with Friday night's game between the Broncos and Dolphins an unexpected little treasure amongst the opening rounds of the NRL. The surprising form of the Warriors and, to a lesser degree, the Titans, as well as the Bulldogs, look, they're looking ominous. Has this year's competition resembling one of the closest and most open in many, many years. Then you look at the teams like Melbourne Storm, North Queensland Cowboys and Para, all teams flying last year, but seemingly very vulnerable this year. Look, I wanted to do a big shout out to the Doggies and Tigers fans yesterday, who all earned their support in gold trinkets, turning up to Belmore on a 40-degree day, a packed house and a 100-metre lineup outside the gates before kickoff proves that suburban rugby league grounds still are the heartbeat of the NRL. More rugby league later in the show.
Away to Tuolungi, left foot step, a risky pass, brilliantly held by Schuster. Schuster chip kick, Schuster kick, Turbo scores! Comes to the left here to Brown. Brown to Moses, chance, Zeno!
No.
Zeno!
No, I told you that.
34-30.
Kelly's over the halfway line. He's got his winger with him, but he goes back inside to Brimson. Brimson's over the 10. He looks for support. Back to Kelly. Oh, beautiful Gold Coast Titans try.
Reagan gets the upload back inside the wall. Watch this, a man is up. Big one, big two, and four. Oh, that was classy.
The Broncos outstanding. 40 points to 18.
Dewey. It's intercepted. It is a Canterbury try coming up. Although, what a chase by Nathan.
He deserves that. Canberra 24, Cronulla 20.
Bang! Another round, and the NRL just keeps delivering. 133353. If you want to give us a call and let us know what you reckon the best bit, the worst bit, the most controversial bit of the weekend was. But MG, this week you're going to give us your contenders, pretenders, and the jury's still out on some clubs. Where do you want to start? You tell me.
I want to start with yesterday's game before we get to the contenders. Just want to give a shout-out to Bulldogs and Tigers fans who braved the elements.
Wow.
40-degree heat.
It was a stinker. It was unbelievable.
It was suburban ground, Mickey, and I know in AFL it's a lot different to what you have down there in Melbourne when you're watching AFL, because you're basically born with a membership. Their crowds are rampant. Well, our suburban grounds are our heartbeat of our competition. And yesterday we saw it in full view. Well done, Dogs fans. Well done, Tigers fans. You packed out a fantastic stadium. Unfortunately, the Tigers didn't get the win. They came back with they reared back in the
contention. Had a crack, didn't they?
But in the end, they didn't. But Doggies, look, let's go to the contenders, I think, after round three. I think Brisbane are a contender. Manly are definitely contenders. Penrith are always there, same as the Roosters and South Sydney. Sharks, with Nico Hines back in, I think are going to be contenders.
Okay. All right, I'll take your word for it. Now, pretenders, for those who have disappointed so far.
Well, obviously the Tigers. Tigers, but there is a ray of hope with Bateman coming back into their team. The Knights, they look rudderless. The Dragons, for mine, are too inconsistent. The Titans, I'm not sold on them yet. And the Raiders, maybe the jury's still out on them, but I still don't think they're contenders, the Raiders.
All right, and the jury's still out?
Even though the Dolphins are 3-0, depth is going to be a drama. Kafusi's out this week against the Broncos. Melbourne Storm.
What's wrong with the Storm?
Oh, Well, they're just not playing Storm-like footy, are they? Yeah. You know, you've been watching them for a while down in Melbourne, and Craig Bellamy...
Big trees in the forest the first time ever, I reckon.
Now that Nelson Solomona's out for 8 weeks, jury's out on them. Cowboys, again, they're looking wobbly. The Warriors, look, much improved. They could be a real dark horse of this competition. Eels, not if they get, they're 0-3. They made the grand final last year.
You cannot win from 0-4.
You can't.
You can't. So they've got to be who they got this
Penrith
week.
Penrith on Thursday night. The jury's still out on the Bulldogs, because even though they had a great win yesterday, the Tigers did come back with a wet sail. So there's some fantastic games over the weekend, and round three was just another factor.
I want to ask you about the Dolphins.
Yeah.
3-0. Did you see that coming?
No way. No way. I don't think anyone in rugby league did, Mickey.
And a big game coming up this week.
They play their neighbours and their big brothers now, the Brisbane Broncos, who are also 3-0. So
that'll be
a massive... Suncorp will be almost sold out as we speak.
All right. Now, let's go to Russell on the lines. Russell, do you want to say, mate?
Morning, all. Look, I'm a Rooster supporter and a black and yellow supporter too.
Yep.
But that game yesterday was an atrocious heat. Man, poor Canterbury, they were exhausted. And the only time, or those tries that the West Tigers did get, were on the back of two big forwards who were so heat exhausted. You could see it, they could hardly lift their legs. And they just caught them. And that was the only time Balmain actually got a chance to score points. So, credit to the doggies for holding them out, but I tell you what, if it wasn't for that heat, I think the doggies would have run a riot on that scoreline.
Fair call.
Yeah.
A lot of the forwards doing the heavy lifting. On that note, who is your top five forwards?
Okay.
You're going to do this, I think, every week now.
Yeah, each week. Because I'm an ex-forward, and a lot of people ask who are my best players. I'm going to concentrate on the pigs, the boys in the engine room, in no particular order. Payne Haas, he's a juggernaut for the Broncos. Corey Horsburgh, the fan of man, the redhead two-try hero yesterday, was awesome. Tino Fasua-Mala'awi, Jared Weary-Hargraves, who's just that alpha male that everyone needs, and Olakau'atu from Manly, who I think will play State of Origin this year. He has lost 10 kilos. He looks so good. Manly are a real danger. They're going to go good this year.
Did you have them at the start? I don't think you had them in your eighth.
I had them coming eighth.
You had them coming eighth. So
we might revisit that in a couple of weeks.
Well, we might fish it out and have a good look at that.